It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's the AT&T Morning Line, part of the official Kentucky Derby Festival activities. Quixie's so proud to be a part of this again this year, and we are lucky enough to be on the phone this morning with the guy who's in the thick of it all year long, Cleo Battle, who is with our friends at Louisville Tourism. Good morning.
Morning, Brian and Tricia. I am glad to be with you two this morning.
So you are a long-term tourism person. You have done stuff all over the country, but you're transitioning into an even bigger gig this summer. Can you tell us about that?
Yep. Our current president is retiring on June 30th, and on July 1st, I will become the president and CEO of Louisville Tourism. So I am excited to take the reins. I'm also excited to bring back those 19 million visitors that we had in 2019 prior to the pandemic. So I've got a lot of work to do, Brian.
So there's new hotels, there's new hotspots. Can we talk about what it is people may not have seen because, well, maybe they just haven't been to Louisville in a while because of the pandemic or whatever?
Yeah, you know, there are new hotels. You know, I was just talking to someone about the Distill Hotel and that Repeal Steakhouse that's in that hotel. That's certainly fun. And just a half a block from the Yum Center, we've got the Grady Hotel, which is a 51-room luxury hotel that's going to open downtown here in the next month or two. So certainly some fun hotels downtown. As we're all coming out of the pandemic, I know some folks, when you think about distilleries, some folks might still be a little uncomfortable. I hope folks will come out and see our new Lynn Family Soccer Stadium. It's a beautiful facility, and we've got a professional men's team and now a professional women's team. So hopefully good reasons for people to come out.
Those are all excellent reasons to make that very short drive up to Louisville. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I don't want to in any way knock any of the fine places there are to go in Louisville and Jefferson County, but do you have a place that maybe isn't well known? Is there some place that you, Cleo's like, I'm going to go someplace cool that people just don't know about off the beaten path? Could you share that?
Bourbon's Bistro. You know, that's it's a restaurant, and they focus on bourbon. And yeah, it's up off of Frankfort Avenue. It might be a little off the beaten path for folks, but great spot.
Well, that's great.
Good
see?
Food. What's that?
That's great. We got a little insider secret now.
Yeah. I've got a couple. So, you know, if we had a long time, I could give you all kinds of little secrets.
We may have to arrange for more interviews down the line. So we're talking because of Derby this coming weekend. What is your favorite thing about Derby season? Is it the food? Is it the bourbon? Is it the horses? Is it the clothing? What gets Cleo excited?
You know, when I first moved here, it was, wow, I hadn't seen men dressed up in so long. So it was so exciting to see men dressed up again. But since I've been here for a while, I think it's just the vibrancy, all the things you just said wrapped up, and there's just this vibrancy in the air with not only people in the Louisville area, but throughout the state about this time of year. And that's a neat feeling that you can't put it in a bottle. It's hard to articulate to someone who doesn't understand it, but I love that feeling. And it gets inside your bones, and it makes you excited about this time of year, whether it's raining or sunny, you know, whatever the weather is. This time of year is just special here.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. That is Cleo Battle. He's with Louisville Tourism, and this summer he will become the president and CEO, and it is the Kentucky Derby Festival's AT&T Morning Line. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Tricia. Glad to be with you.
And we are Quixie 98.3.